A new book compiles government photos of Japanese Americans in World War II incarceration camps, including Heart Mountain in Wyoming. For the first time, some of the people in the photos have been interviewed. Those interviews are included in Un-American, The Incarceration of Japanese Americans During World War II. As co-author Richard Cahan tells Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones, camp conditions were poor.
People were taken and put into horse stalls temporarily. They were put into things that were like army barracks. They were hastily constructed and the wind blew in through holes. There were these little, quote, apartments, which sometimes were for 10 or 15 people, had one light bulb. The bathrooms had very little privacy. The camps were generally surrounded by barbed wires with, as you'll see in the book, soldiers with guns, and they were literally put in deserts. The Heart Mountain camp was a very hostile place, not a place that people wanted to live. The photos in the book allude to the problems, but I think it's the personal narratives from people that really talk about how they felt.
Why did the government want to photograph the camps at all?
It was common among government agencies in the 1930s and early 1940s to photograph their work, to promote their work to Congress and to the American public. And I think there was also a feeling of the government wanted to show that Japanese Americans were treated in what the government perceived as a humane manner. The other reason is when the government takes over the photo documentation of something, then they can keep others out.
Another photographer whose story I found really compelling was Carl
Iwasaki.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about his story?
He was a internee, somebody who was one of the Japanese Americans who were taken and put into the internment camp. There were 10 of them. He was put in the internment camp in Heart Mountain, Wyoming. He was hired in around 1944 to work in the darkroom of the Government Photography Bureau, and he must have done such a good job, they gave him a camera, and he was only about 20, 22 years old. They wanted him to photograph the relocation efforts. During the war and after the war, people were allowed to leave camp and relocate in the Midwest, in the East, and after the war in California. And I agree with you. I think his pictures are, they don't look like promotional pictures. They are very intimate. He ended up having a long career working for Sports Illustrated and for Life magazine.
In the book, there are mentioned a lot of people who were working for the government at the time or were somehow involved with making the decision to start the incarceration camps who later changed their mind and thought, oh, never mind, the incarceration camps were a bad idea. We shouldn't have done that. Did you ever come across anyone who didn't change their mind, who continued to think that it was a good idea?
You know, I think we have to go back to the start of America's involvement in World War II. There were over 2,000 Americans killed in Pearl Harbor, and within days of Pearl Harbor, there were already blackout drills in San Francisco. And the West, people who lived along the West Coast were really terrified of what might happen. So there was a sense that the 110,000 Japanese Americans that lived along the West Coast, there was worry that there would be sabotage, that there would be espionage, that there would be other types of spying. The problem was there was absolutely no evidence of it. The president left the decision of what to do with Japanese Americans up to the U.S. Army. On the surface, that would seem to make sense because the Army was in charge of, you know, the security of the United States. But the problem was that the Army did not consider or care about the civil liberties of actual American citizens. And about 70,000 of these 110,000 people were U.S. citizens. And so they suggest that they be taken and put in camps. And I think what this book shows more than anything else is what happens when fear eclipses civil liberties.
That's author Richard Cahan speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones. His new book is Un-American, The Incarceration of Japanese Americans During World War II.